If you happen to see New England Patriots tight end Martellus Bennett or sex talk guru Dr. Ruth Westheimer walking around Boston, they're here for a reason. They and many more eclectic personalities in business, entertainment, and sports are guest speakers at the Forbes Under 30 Summit, a celebration of bright millennial minds and entrepreneurs underway in Boston. Joining us to talk about the summit is Dan Coe, Chief of Staff to the City of Boston, a millennial himself. Good morning, Dan, and thanks for speaking to WBUR's Morning Edition.
Thank you, Bob, for having me.
Let me ask you, what's it mean for Boston to hold this conference here?
I think it means a great deal. You know, the mayor and I are always talking, and the mayor is talking about how Boston's having a moment, that for so long we've always had the talent come here for education, but the innovation economy has really come into its own in the past few years. And so for us, this is really a validation and also just a way to add jet fuel to what's already happening in Boston by bringing in all of these incredible under-30s from all around the world to come here.
Well, what's the hope? Boston has a very large population that is under 30. Is the hope that a conference like this will attract businesses and ideas geared toward the younger set to provide a real opportunity and more opportunity for millennials to thrive in the city?
Yeah, exactly. You know, we are the youngest city per capita in the country. But what ends up happening a lot is that we have these incredible educational institutions all around Boston. People come and have a four-year tryout of Boston. They like it, but they tend to leave more than the ones who stay. There are a lot of people that we've talked to who talked to the mayor yesterday and said this is the first time they've ever been in Boston. They never thought about starting a company in Boston, but now they're really interested in it.
You were talking about the brain drain a moment ago about people who get educated here and then leave for elsewhere like New York or California. Have we started to reverse that yet? Do we see signs that the brain drain is actually reversing?
We are hoping so. We are working with universities to take a look at the numbers and how they've changed. Obviously, you can't necessarily tell, you know, statistically significantly over the past few years what's up or down, because there's a lot of reasons to explain it. But we're hearing anecdotal stories of people who are staying in Boston, who are growing in Boston. One doesn't have to look further than the seaport to see all these companies that are staying and growing here and doing really amazing things. And for us, it's just setting up those pipelines and making these companies that are starting here feel really welcome, so that the thought of them even leaving doesn't even cross their heads because they're so happy to be in Boston.
A personal perspective, Dan, you're in the target range of this summit. What are some of the things that you see the city offering young people that you're excited about? And the second half of the question would be, what do you think still needs to happen? What would you like to see offered in the future?
Well, it's a great question. You know, when the mayor called me up, I was living in New York, and obviously being from Boston, I always liked the city better, but it was just a different environment over there. I think what the mayor's done in the past few years and what we've realized as an administration is that there isn't just one single solution to making Boston a more attractive city to young people. It's a combination of a number of things. The mayor launched a late-night task force, which ended up looking at how we improve the social scene in Boston. We're also looking at, in the future, you know, where are the areas where there is space available for new companies to come in, new restaurants and all that, and how do we strategically go after them so that they feel welcome in Boston?
Mayor Walsh has said he wants to bring the summit back next year. Is that the plan? Is that possible?
That is the plan. We've gotten really good feedback from Forbes so far. We don't want to jinx it. We still have a couple days to go, but all signs are pointing to things going well, and the weather has been incredibly cooperative, so we've gotten lucky in that regard, too.
Daniel Coe, Chief of Staff for the Mayor and the City of Boston, thanks a lot. We appreciate your presence on Morning Edition.
Thank you, Bob.